preparing for your holiday guests. The holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. We do have lines open. We're a call-in talk show. The number's 1-888-767-4348. We've got gift ideas to give that new homeowner, that handyman or not-so-handyman in your life on your gift list, or handy woman, not-so-handy woman. Got ideas for all of them. And in preparing for your guests that are due to arrive, Jennifer's telling me that we've got all our family showing up here in just 1 week from today, huh?
Countdown.
They're flying in. They're driving in. It's going to be a blast. Going to have a blast.
No place like home for the holidays.
You know, in preparing for guests, the little house we live in is going to be stretched to its max, having that many people back in it again. I don't know how we did that for so many years.
The people were a lot smaller then, too.
How did we raise so many people in that little house?
Five kids in one bathroom. It was a trick.
Oh, man. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of great memories, and we're going to have some more memories again this holiday season. But before the guests arrive, I would encourage you all to think about, we talked about decluttering, we talked about some carpet cleaning and shampooing. How about just some early, let's do spring cleaning now. A little early spring cleaning. Clean areas maybe you don't always jump into.
Oh, now we're getting into the holiday cheer.
You know, one of the things that I like to do before my guests arrive is I like to live in the house as if I were a guest. Sleep in that room. I'm a nighttime reader, so I always have to have a light on. I always like to have a nice supply of a good glass of water. So I just like to make sure that all the light bulbs are on, they're working good. The pillows haven't been stolen from the room.
Got enough quilts and blankets and
all that stuff. You know, that is the fan working? Is it nice and quiet? All the light bulbs in good working order?
You had a good idea just to sleep in the room one night, because you don't know that unless you're in there. And that hall bedroom had a clicking fan, and we didn't know it till one of us snored the other one out and had to sleep in there.
Yeah, you just had to sleep there to experience.
What do you call it when you take the sheet and you cut it in half?
Oh, short sheet.
Short sheet, yeah. Short sheet. You could get it. Great chance to short
sheet.
You better
come over and do that for your sister.
Get Rachel short sheeted.
There you go. But do some extra spring cleaning now ahead of your guests. The ceiling fan blades, the air supply registers. Tidy up the area around your laundry area. If they're going to stay any amount of time, they're probably going to have to get into your laundry area and use the washer and the dryer. One of the other things you might want to do is think about tuning up the furnace.
Huh?
And especially if you're in the Phoenix metro area, you've got the special offer at Rosie's Santa Bag at rosieonthehouse.com. From Rias, a $99 home energy audit, and they will do a full heating system tune-up for the same price and include up to 300 square foot of insulation, all for free, over and above the cost of the $99 home energy audit. So Rias, you can find them right there in the Santa Bag at rosieonthehouse.com. Preparing for guests. We've tried to put together some resources for you to help you get ready and get ready to accommodate those guests. This is going to be the longest week of the whole year. Waiting for everybody.
Waiting for it. Yeah. Or waiting. When everyone gets here. Yeah. That I should probably go pretty fast,
yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see that family photo. How many people are going to be in that family photo?
22.
Wow.
That'll 4 years ago, it was 11.
That'll be good.
You guys have been busy.
That'll be great. Romy, let's get to the phones. We have several people on hold. While you're here, is take care of a call. What we invite you to call in, the number is 1-888-767-4348.
Dawn and Mesa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. My question is, and I can give you a little background after, if you can maybe just guess from the question. Every about 10 days, the water level in my toilet goes down. It's one of those toilets that doesn't have a lot of water. It's an energy, I guess, efficient toilet. But the water level goes down in it for I don't know what reason. I've had it repaired twice. The first time there was rust coming around the caulking and out onto the tile, so I had a plumber come out and they put in a new wax ring or whatever you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a couple of weeks or maybe a month after that, I thought on the caulking some stuff coming back again. I didn't know if it was rust or what it was. So I called them again, and they came out and took the toilet up and said that the old wax ring had not all of it had been removed. And
okay.
So they put in a new one.
Okay.
And I haven't had any problem with it coming out of the caulking.
Good.
But the water level goes down. And they did put in a new stopper, whatever you call it, that's inside the tank.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it's doing that. And I can call them again, bless their hearts, when they came out the second time, it was no charge at all.
You don't have any pets or
no.
that kind of drinking out
no,
of it.
No, drinking. And this house is a toilet seat down house. So even if I had something drinking out the toilet, which I don't, that wouldn't be a way to get at it.
And how far down are we talking? Is it?
It goes down maybe about, I can see it around, the opening down there at the hole. It probably goes down about 2 inches.
Oh, definitely more than evaporation would do.
Oh, yes. Definitely more than that.
Especially in a seat down house.
Yes. Right.
But I don't know if that matters for evaporation. But.
Now, Dawn, you say this happens every 10 days?
Every 10 days to 2 weeks. The last time the plumber was here was maybe about 2 months or 3 months ago. I can't remember exactly, but in that time frame, which it hasn't been that long, I would say that it has done that maybe about 10 times.
Okay. Now, how often is this bathroom generally used?
It's used at least once a day.
Okay.
It's a second bathroom, but still it's used because it's closer.
Okay. Does it happen to back up to another toilet on the other side of the wall? Is it two toilets?
No.
Okay. So they're not two bathrooms back to back?
No.
Okay. Then I don't know. I'm stumped. All of those questions I just asked you, I was hoping to get a yes out of the one of them.
Yeah.
Because then I would be getting some clues. I don't have a clue. I can tell you, sounds like the plumber you're working with is treating you fairly fair. Ben Franklin Plumbing Servicing in that area, Linda Stanfield, her husband's Chris.
That's the one. But, I didn't want to say their name in case you said something.
Yeah, no, you've got the right plumbers on the job for sure. But the fact that it's only going down every 10 days, I'm, and I'd really like to talk to Chris about this because he's one of the more knowledgeable plumbers I know. I'm wondering if it has something to do with the vent system, something in the venting of the system. Our bathroom, our hall bathroom, will do that when our 16-year-old is away for a missions trip, like when she was in Costa Rica this past summer. We never use that bathroom, but our bathroom backs up to it. And so as we use the master bathroom, and it flushes and flushes and flushes and flushes, it will actually do a small amount of draining out of the other bathroom. And that's just a vent situation where it's actually just siphoning
off the
drains
and.
So, Miss Dawn, every 10 days in a bathroom that's being used constantly is very puzzling. You have the right plumbers on the job. Give Linda and Chris a call again. Get them out there. And you don't have to worry about their preseason holiday special they're offering everybody else because they're not charging you anyway. Get out and solve the problem.
And the good news is this isn't a horrible problem. If it takes 3 months to solve or 6 months to figure out what the problem is or a year, I don't think there's any, that very little bit of water loss isn't, if it's not showing up on the floor or the tile, this isn't a problem that's going to turn into something greater, I don't think.
No, because the water is obviously draining straight down the drain.
Yeah.
So that's exactly where it should be going. Now that it's not going out on the tile floor anymore. Dawn, thanks for the call.
While she was going her situation, I pulled out a letter. This was what I was going to cover in our letters for listener when we covered our water prep, because it's an interesting one. And while we're on the topic of water disappearing, he says he's got one where he leaves for the summer, and when he comes back, they're all dried out because they will evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
And he says getting his kids to go by and flush the toilets every 2 to 3 weeks is like asking them to jump into the Grand Canyon. Can you give me any help or solution to keeping the water from evaporating? Well, Bob, we've got a great solution. First of all, you turn the water off right there. So what's in the tank in the bowl stays there. You don't want that water source on just in case a leak does manifest itself. It can't continually draw new water. Turn the valve off at the toilet. But then to keep it from evaporating, we used to tell people antifreeze, but the wastewater treatment municipalities,
they hate that in their water treatment systems.
Yeah, they weren't too keen on that. And in fact, you can get fined for that. I don't know how they would ever prove it was your house, but you can get fined for that. So, potatoes. Fermented potatoes. Get the cheapest, biggest bottle of vodka you can find. Pour it in the toilet bowl and a little bit in the tank, and that'll always keep something in there from evaporating. So it you can get those big industrial consumer, you know, quantity jugs for like $13 for a gallon or something.
And
ridiculous.
Then you really want to make sure you don't have pets.
Yeah.
Dipping in the bowls.
Little Fido walking around in the walls and messing himself all over the place. No, we can't have that. So there's your solution.
And that works in cold climates as well to keep it from freezing.
Yes.
If
you're for whatever reason the heat's not on in your home,
and we,
or you use outhouses,
and we took a correction on that in our last winter show in preparing your home for shutting it down for the winter, and people ask us all the time for the cabins they keep up north, what temperature should I keep the thermostat set on? And I did not realize it until one of the equipment manufacturers contacted us last year and said, we need to keep that on at about 60 degrees because that is the point we save the central heating system from being ruined by condensation. It actually comes on just enough to dry out any moisture that might be accumulating inside the air handling equipment. So one more little tip right there. We get back more tips on preparing for your guests and your calls as well.